You're listening to Microdoses, short practices you can apply today to accelerate healing on your health reset journey. Welcome back to another Microdose. Today, we are talking all about creating ease in the body so that you can heal, because it's very simple. You are in one state at a time, neurologically, biochemically. We want to become masters of our own state moment by moment, because that's where the magic is, okay? That's where all of the good stuff happens. That's where the healing happens. That's where life happens. That's where possibilities, you know, unfold for us. And that's where change happens. When we're working on our health, it's not an accident that we're calling this podcast Your Health Reset. It's because we're talking only to the people that are willing and ready to feel well, that are actually ready to be happy and healthy in their bodies, to feel at home in them, to be excited about life. Because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, this doesn't apply to, and that's okay. But I'm only talking to you guys, the ones that are ready to heal. So how do we get into a state of healing as much as possible throughout the day? When life is stressful and, you know, politics are a garbage dumpster fire, wherever it is that your attention gets distracted in the moment, it's still your job to come back to center and create ease so that you can be healing as often as possible. Problem state or healing state, ain't nothing in between. So one of the easiest ways to do that, actually, and this can be counterintuitive, especially for all my little achievers out there, and I know who you are, you're listening. We have so many amazing high achievers come through our practice that are CEOs and they're authors and they're artists and they're leaders and they're passionate about life and they want to throw all of their energy at healing as fast as possible. Like, let's fix this problem. Let's get the lesson. Let's go back to normal so that I can kick some serious ass. And it's so precious because I totally identify with that. Okay. I was there. And at the same time, it's not how we heal. This is not something that goes into a sauna, or actually you could put it in a sauna if you need to keep track of your supplements, but the healing state is not found in a sauna or Monday or whatever your project management software is. The healing state is found by generating really good, soothing thoughts and creating a physical recipe for ease. So I know some of you are listening to this and going, yep, law of attraction, got it. I police my thoughts all the time. Very good at avoiding anything that would make me uncomfortable because I have to be feeling good all the time. I have to be happy, 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 happy. I'm not talking about that either. I don't want you to be afraid of the full range and scope of your being. You know, you are wild and you are sovereign and you are fully becoming more and more yourself, and you want to be able to paint with all the colors, right? It's just that you might feel a real genuine emotion that is not a healing state, right? And you want to bring yourself back to center as soon as possible so that you can actually go back to the work of healing, so that you can be your most vibrant self, so you can get up tomorrow and be even more of who you really are. So when we're trying to throw all that like goal-oriented energy at getting well, the problem is we tend to use these moments to raise the stakes on ourselves. I have to get this done because I have to write my book next year. I have to get this done because my kids are a certain age and they need me. I have to get this done because, you know, the world is X, Y, and Z. And so I have to get well. I have to get well right now. And so we end up raising the stakes on ourselves, especially if we're like having moments or periods or weeks or years where we're feeling less than resourceful. And then we try to get ourselves out of that by raising the stakes. I got to get this done. And instead, it feels counterintuitive at first, but the best thing that you can do is lower the stakes. That is the easiest shortcut into the healing state. Just lower the stakes. And you do that by searching for in the moment. You start by taking a breath or becoming aware of your breath. Have you ever noticed though, when you're stressed, when you're in a really negative state, you don't want to breathe? Isn't that funny? You can just become aware of the breath. Well, I am breathing. And you can even be annoyed as you notice it. But yeah, I'm breathing. I don't have to manage it. My body knows how to do that. Okay, can I feel my feet on the floor? Yeah, I can feel one foot on the floor. Can I feel my ass in the chair? Yep. Yes, I can. And now we're grounding, slowing down, slowing down. And now it's time to start thinking for a thought, searching for thoughts that really resonate with a state of ease and are true. I'm talking about searching with your being for resonance with ease. So, well, all I'm doing is just listening to a podcast right now. You know, this is really not like the most important moment ever. I'm just doing laundry. Or Well, yeah, I forgot to do laundry, but it's really not the end of the world. My kids have put on dirty clothes before. Okay, so I forgot that lettuce and it molded in the fridge. There's more lettuce. There is. I know where to get some. All these things are true. And it makes the state of overwhelm or the state of where we're like not resourceful, all those negative states moving ever more powerless from there, less real, less dominant. And we start becoming more and more of a match for ease in real time. That is what we're looking for, because a state of healing requires ease. A state of healing is a state of flow, right? So that's your assignment for today. Consider what it would be like to lower the stakes and remember that that is your shortcut into ease. And that's the state of flow and that's the state of health. So share this with someone you love, come back and visit often, and we'll be back soon with another microdose. We love you. Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.